You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week in our continuing series we call The JX Meets Local Leaders, we look to learn more about the cities and towns around Southern Oregon and Northern California. If you're a leader of a city or town located within the JPR listening region and you'd like to be featured on the exchange, send us an email at jx@jeffnet.org. My guest today is Donna Bowen, Mayor of Jacksonville, Oregon. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Thank you, Mike.
So let's start by learning a little bit about your city, location, size, population, demographics.
Jacksonville is a very small city located between Ashland and Medford, and we have approximately 3,000 souls living there and working there. And we pride ourselves on our walkability, our friendliness, the lifestyle that we are afforded by living in a small community with hundreds of acres of woodland surrounding us.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
So HGTV recently proclaimed Jacksonville as Oregon's most charming city, and your city was listed as one of the 50 most charming small towns in America. Huh. What makes Jacksonville so charming?
One of the things that makes Jacksonville charming, and one of the reasons that my husband and I decided to live there, is it's a historic town. It's on the National Historic Register, and it is filled with buildings from the 1800s. I myself live in a home that was built when Lincoln was president in 1863. So there's so much charm and nostalgia attached to Jacksonville that people are drawn to it simply because of that.
So you said you and your husband moved to Jacksonville. When was that?
Well, I'm a native Oregonian. I grew up on the coast in Coos Bay, and we lived in California for a number of years for our careers, but we always wanted to come back to Southern Oregon, and we just decided that we needed to start searching. I think I got off track, but we decided on Jacksonville a long time ago, and we moved back in 2020.
Okay. So what kind of career led you to pursue politics?
My career was in the brokerage business. I was an operations officer for several companies, including Shearson, Lehman, Hutton, American Express. So I'm very well organized, but none of that led me to delve into politics in Jacksonville. The town is run on volunteers. Most mayors in this county and city council do not receive a salary. So you have to love the place that you're representing. And I knew that my skills would be useful in transitioning Jacksonville from our previous mayor, Paul Becker, who did a wonderful job, into this newer modern age of computer sciences and now AI. But I just had such a love of Jacksonville. It wasn't anything to do with my previous career.
So how has technology impacted this historic town?
You know, it has impacted it tremendously in the fact that we are able to do things so quickly and so smoothly. We don't have boxes and boxes of paperwork anymore. Everything's on the computer. But I think just the ease and the speed with which we can do things has probably been the biggest impact. You don't see physically a lot of equipment around. You know, we have a telephone building. Everything's hidden in that. So the charm of the historic town is really what you see.
So Jacksonville is also home to the Brit Festival.
Yes, it is. We're very proud of that.
Tell me about the city's partnership with the Brit.
Well, that has been ongoing since the inception of Brit. In fact, the history picture shows that some of the first discussions happened on my back patio. And I did not know that.
At the house that was built during Lincoln's presidency.
Yeah. But we have had a long-term relationship with Brit, and we are so proud that the Brit was able to purchase the U.S. hotel. Really looking forward to having Brit have a presence in town so that people can come and buy tickets there, memorabilia. They can have a chance to go upstairs when the upstairs is remodeled and maybe perhaps participate in classes, maybe acting classes, maybe radio classes, who knows what kind of classes. But also, we can have small concerts up there. And the just having a presence of Brit on a daily basis, I think, will give Brit a whole new audience of tourists that come through town. And they see the U.S. hotel building, they see the Brit office, and they think, oh, let's take in a concert while we're here. And I'm looking forward to continuing our partnership with Brit.
Well, the presence of Brit brings thousands of people.
Yes, it does.
into Jacksonville on a regular basis. I don't know what the season is, but
spring into early fall.
Late spring into early fall,
yes. Okay.
So you have all of these tens of thousands of people just flocking to Jacksonville.
Yes.
How do you handle that?
Sometimes we wish that we had more hotels and restaurants because we do what we can. We're a small town, of course. We have a tremendous amount of B&Bs mm-hmm. now that we did not have before, and that has helped a lot. But mostly people have to stay in Ashland or in Medford, surrounding areas, because we cannot accommodate a couple thousand visitors overnight.
Gotcha. So what other activities are bringing people to Jacksonville? I know this is the holiday, and there are holiday-themed activities everywhere.
There are. Well, to begin with, our woodlands, the Jacksonville woodlands, are acres of hiking trails that are accessible year-round. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, we're Oregonians. We just put on our boots and our rain jackets and out we go. We have so many historical things to see in town. We have the historic cemetery. We have a walking museum that is being developed now as we speak that will be available, I think, in probably summer, fall of 2026, so next year. Mm-hmm. We have things for people who live there, things for people who just want to visit with our shopping. You know, for a small town, we have a library, we have a grocery store, we have lots of restaurants, we have as many churches as we have bars. So for people who live there, there's a lot of small town life available. But for visitors, mainly the ability to spend time outdoors. In the winter, we have a concert series, so that's available. There's always shopping. We have wonderful shops in Jacksonville with a variety of unusual items that you wouldn't find anyplace else. And I'm always encouraging people to come and see what we have.
My guest is Donna Bowen, mayor of Jacksonville, Oregon. So Jacksonville is known for its preservation of history, of course. But tell me about the town's embrace of its historic footprint outside of the downtown area, or is it just confined to the downtown area?
Well, we have what we call the core historical district, mm-hmm. which is what drives the town. And that's mainly California Street and the offshoot streets directly off of California Street. However, one of the things that saved Jacksonville was the fact, especially during the Depression, people didn't have any money. In fact, some of the underground tunnels were reopened and people were mining for enough gold to buy bread and milk. This is during the Depression. But if you walk through Jacksonville, you are going to find a historic structure on nearly every street. So there's something to see on the streets surrounding the historic core. And we work very hard to preserve that whole character of the town, the character of the whole town. That aspect is really the most important feature of Jacksonville.
So Jacksonville was an old gold mining town.
Yes, it was, supposedly one of the first. And there are a few discussions about where gold was actually first discovered in Jacksonville. So I keep an open mind about that. But that is how the people who developed Jacksonville actually became, I think, more wealthy developing businesses like the blacksmith, the hardware store, all the suppliers to the miners. And the town just grew from there. And it's not a very large town.
And so now today, it's the entry to the wine country.
Yes, it is. And we have, with our Chamber of Commerce, we have two trolleys. We have wine tours. We have vans and buses available. And people can stay in Jacksonville, and then they can go out and visit different wineries during the day or evening. And we have wine tasting rooms in town. So if you want to try some of the wines from the surrounding wineries, you don't have to go very far.
So music, art, and culture seem to be important components of the Jacksonville
yes.
brand and the local economy. But how does the city weather the down cycle of a tourist economy during the winter?
You know, that is a difficult season for a lot of restaurants. But small towns suffer with the tourist season virtually shutting down. So what we try to do is find events, develop events, working with our Chamber of Commerce to have fun, family-oriented events that will bring people in. And that's basically all that we can really do. But as I said, we have the Winter Concert Series, and that is the a weekend each month in January, February, and March. This month, in the end of December, we will have the tree lighting ceremony, the Victorian Christmas Parade. We have the Lunar New Year event in February, whenever Lunar New Year occurs each year.